Pressure groups, also known as interest groups or advocacy groups, are organized associations that seek to influence public policy and government decisions without directly pursuing political office themselves. Unlike political parties, which aim to gain power by winning elections and governing, pressure groups focus on promoting specific interests, ideologies, or causes by lobbying policymakers, mobilizing public opinion, and sometimes engaging in direct action. The study of pressure groups is crucial to political science as it reveals how individuals and communities work collectively to shape the political agenda, influencing legislation, and hold government institutions accountable. By examining the tactics, organizational structures, and impact of these groups, scholars can better understand the dynamics of power and influence in modern democracies and the ways in which various social interests intersect with political processes. One of the primary aspects of studying pressure groups is understanding their role in the political landscape as a channel for political participation. Pressure groups provide a way for individuals, especially those who might not feel represented by major political parties, to become politically active around specific issues. These groups often focus on narrow but deeply significant concerns such as environmental protection, workers' rights, civil liberties, or gun control, thereby offering a voice to communities or causes that may otherwise be overlooked. By giving citizens an organized platform to advocate for these issues, pressure groups contribute to a pluralistic political government environment where a variety of perspectives can shape public discourse. Political scientists analyze how these groups enhance democratic participation by mobilizing grassroots efforts, fostering civic engagement, and encouraging people to influence political outcomes outside of elections. This role in deepening public involvement is crucial for democratic systems as it empowers citizens to have a say in policies that directly affect their lives. Pressure groups are studied not only for their role in political participation, but also for diverse methods they use to achieve their objectives. These groups employ a range of tactics depending on their resources, size, and strategic goals. Some of the most common methods include lobbying, public relations campaigns, organizing protests, and forming alliances with policymakers. Lobbying, in particular, as a key strategy used by well-funded pressure groups to gain access to decision-makers and advocate for their interests. Through lobbying, these groups can provide legislators with information, data, and even draft legislation that supports their cause. On the other hand, grassroots campaigns, which often involve mobilizing large numbers of individuals to contact their representatives or attend rallies, are used by groups with a broad public base but limited financial resources. By analyzing these methods, political scientists can assess the effectiveness of different approaches in influencing policy outcomes. They can also explore how resources, public support, and media coverage contribute to the success or failure of various groups in reaching their goals. A critical element of the study of pressure groups is examining their impact on policy decisions and their influence over elected officials. Some pressure groups, especially those with substantial financial resources, are strong connections to influential leaders, can exert considerable influence over political agendas. Business and industry groups, for example, often wield significant power by funding political campaigns, employing extensive lobbying efforts, and contributing to policymakers' understanding of economic issues. Conversely, other groups, such as environmental or social justice organizations, may rely more on public opinion and media campaigns to pressure government officials and increase public support for their causes. Scholars investigate how these groups leverage their resources, public support, and alliances to shape policy and create change. They also study the varying levels of influence that different types of groups can achieve and the conditions under which certain groups are more likely to succeed in influencing policy, highlighting the complex nature of power and distribution within society. Pressure groups are also analyzed for their potential to foster both democratic accountability and, at times, challenges to democratic norms. On the other hand, these groups enhance democratic accountability by encouraging transparency, questioning government's decisions, and exposing policy shortcomings. Advocacy groups focused on issues such as civil rights, environmental protection, or healthcare access often play a watchdog role, scrutinizing government's actions and holding officials accountable to their constituents. By raising awareness about policy impacts and urging government's responsiveness, pressure groups contribute to a more informed and active citizenry. On the other hand, critics argue that some pressure groups, particularly those with significant financial backing, can undermine democratic principles by disproportionately influencing policymakers in favor of their own interests rather than the broader public good. This potential for unequal influence is a significant area of study as scholars seek to understand the ethical dimensions of lobbying, the regulatory measures needed to ensure transparency, and the ways in which concentrated influence affects democratic fairness. Additionally, the study of pressure groups extends to understanding their interactions with broader social movements and their impact on political change. Many pressure groups are born out of social movements that seek to address systemic injustices such as the labor, civil rights, and environmental movements. By forming organized groups that persist over time, these movements can institutionalize their advocacy efforts and exert ongoing pressure on policymakers. Political scientists explore how pressure groups sustain the momentum of social movements, adapt their goals in response to changing political environments, and interact with their other organizations to create coalitions that amplify their impact. This research provides insight into the relationship between social activism and formal political structures, helping scholars understand how social change is achieved and sustained through organized advocacy. In conclusion, the study of pressure groups offers a vital perspective on how power is exercised and distributed in democratic societies. By representing a range of interests, mobilizing public support, employing diverse strategies, and holding governments accountable, pressure groups play an essential role in the political process. Political scientists examining these groups gain a deeper understanding of democratic engagement, the methods of influence available to citizens, and the ethical considerations surrounding advocacy and policy making. Ultimately, pressure groups reveal the ways in which individuals and communities interact with political systems to pursue their goals, underscoring the dynamic and participatory nature of democracy.